There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show coming up next with Mitch and Ellis from 9 to 11. Make sure to stick around for that. I know I will be right now. We are joined, though, by Ashley Washburn, a two-time Emmy-nominated sports reporter for TMJ4. She does a phenomenal job covering the Packers. You can find her on Twitter, at Ashley J. Washburn. I'm pretty sure the first Emmy-nominated guest that I've had on the show. Ashley, it is great to be talking to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm actually doing great after that introduction. So thank you for such a warm welcome this morning.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you for being here and thank you for taking the time. I know how busy you are. Ashley, I want to start by asking you about this Preston Smith trade. We talked about it a lot yesterday, obviously touched base a little bit on the fact that he was the one that requested this trade. I know you're in the locker room a ton. You get to interact with all these players. Your thoughts, A, when the Preston Smith trade happened, B, when you found out yesterday he was the one that requested the trade, and just kind of your general impressions of this trade taking place.
I think first and foremost, if we take it back before the NFL trade deadline, when we were looking at if there was anyone that the Packers were going to trade, who could it possibly be? And I know Preston Smith was a name that was thrown around just amongst us journalists, just because, you know, we've seen his snap count dwindle over the last couple games, especially in that Detroit game. I want to say he only played 21 snaps on defense. And so when you're looking at, okay, if there was somebody that you could possibly trade in route to possibly get a draft pick, because you know Brian Gutekunst loves his draft picks when the NFL draft comes every year, Preston Smith was a guy that was talked about. So I wouldn't say I was necessarily surprised when I saw that trade go through on Tuesday, but it was surprising. I was sitting at work getting ready for our 4 p.m. show yesterday when I saw some of the Pittsburgh media put out that video of Preston Smith saying that he was the one that requested the trade. But when you hear him talk about the reason why he requested it, it did make sense in a fact of he hasn't necessarily looked comfortable in Jeff Hafley's new defensive scheme. It gets him back to a 3-4. You could kind of see he already looks a little bit rejuvenated just being one day in that Pittsburgh practice. And so that is not surprising to me that I guess he was seeking a trade. What was surprising is that of how quiet that trade request has been, because sometimes I feel like that news gets out there. But there's no doubt that he hasn't been as active as he has been in recent years. I mean, this is a guy who had an 8-plus sack season over the last 3 years, and now heading into week 10 only has 2.5 on the season. And so all this does at this point now is, I think, puts an even bigger emphasis on the pass rush for Green Bay, which hasn't been great through these first 9 weeks. But now this is an opportunity for those young guys, Lucas Van Ness, Kingsley Anagbare, Aaron Mosby, who made a big play on Sunday against the Lions, to not only get more playing time, but also find ways to grow this second half of the season. Because if there was one area on this Packers team that really needs to see more growth, it is in that pass rush.
It very much is. Green Bay clearly, you know, at least maybe to some extent, hoping there's some addition by subtraction, or more importantly, like you said, just that these younger players can grow, play better in the second half, and this pass rush needs to find a way to be better in the second half of the season if they want to reach their ceiling as a team. One of the things I wanted to ask you, because again, I do know you're in the locker room quite a bit, They've obviously brought some really impressive guys in, like Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs, who are big-time locker room guys. But last year, Aaron Jones, he was called on multiple occasions the heartbeat of the team. They release him. He's in Minnesota. You lose him as a locker room guy. Preston Smith on the defensive side, a big-time locker room guy. How do you see these sort of trades, especially when you're mid-season, you're 6-3, you're a playoff push? Could this have any adverse effect on the locker room, or are these professionals and it's much ado about nothing?
You know, that's a good question. I think at the end of the day, these guys are professionals, and I think back to when Rasul Douglas was traded last year, because I think that really hit the locker room as well, just especially in the secondary. I mean, this was a guy that, you know, they loved to play with. He was also a heartbeat in the team, in my opinion. But then you also saw what the Packers did as a second-half team last year with their amazing run that they did and put themselves in position to still be a playoff team. And so there is an aspect where, of course, you know, it's heartbreaking to lose somebody on your team that you enjoyed to call a teammate, that you enjoyed to sit next to in those meetings during lunch when you had a break or different things like that. But at the end of the day, these guys are professionals. And I think the hard part is in a way, this was a really smart move by Brian Gutekunst. And maybe that's far-fetched for me to say that. But when you look at what he was going to be due next season, their writing was on the wall that Preston Smith was not going to be with the Packers in 2025. And so when you get him, if you trade him now on Tuesday, not only, I guess, do you not prolong the breakup that was going to happen down the road, but in return, the Packers are actually getting a draft pick back, which is something that they had lost when they traded for Malik Willis at the beginning of the season. And like I said, Brian Gutekunst loves his draft picks, so you feel good being able to recoup that, but you're also gaining something in return, knowing that you were more than likely going to part ways down the road.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
After this season is over.
Yeah, I totally agree. He was not going to be on the team in 2025. They either would have had to release him or try to find a similar trade this upcoming offseason. In the meantime, you get that draft pick, you get a little bit of salary cap savings, and you get to mentor and just kind of grow those younger players and allow them to hopefully step up the second half of this season. Again, we're joined by Ashley Washburn, two-time Emmy-nominated reporter for TMJ4 in Milwaukee. All right, I want to talk about this bye week a little bit. One of the things that we focused on with some of our other guests through the course of the week is really sort of being able to clean up some of these mistakes and maybe just start to hopefully find some rhythm and kind of use this to maybe reset a little bit, especially on offense. But one of the things that we haven't talked about, which I also think is important, is the ability for this team to kind of get healthy. We know that Jordan's been banged up. Jair's been banged up. Evan Williams missed this past game. Colby Wooden went out with an injury this past game. It also seems to be coming at a right time to maybe just get some of these guys healthy and hopefully come out in the second half and play their best football with all their guys out on the field.
Yeah, and another name that I think that all should be thrown out there is Josh Myers. I mean, we saw kind of what happened on Sunday. Elton Jenkins having to slide over in a position that he's had a little bit of experience in, but that's not what he's there to play football for. I mean, he's more kind of in that guard position. And those three fumbled snaps, I mean, thankfully they weren't as costly against Packers. No takeaways in that aspect. But, I mean, those were positions where I think two of them may have happened somewhat near the red zone. And so, you know, that's putting you out of position to possibly get points in the red zone, which has been an issue all year. So getting him healthy will be big. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the injury list that was going into that game against the Lions, I mean, you of course want a healthy roster to begin with, knowing that you're going up against a team that was 6-1 at the time, now 7-1. It was a big blow to have two guys in your secondary, Jair Alexander and Evan Williams, both be out in that game, especially knowing how prolific and high-powered the Lions' offense has been. But I will say, I felt like the Packers' defense did hold their own without having those two guys back there. But yeah, this is an opportunity to get healthy. On top of that, also reset, refresh just mentally, because, you know, it has been a little bit up and down in the first half of the season. And I say that knowing that this team is 6-3, that's still a good record going into a bye week. But at the same time, when you look at those wins have been against subpar teams and then two of those three losses that have been against NFC North teams that you're wanting to win, because now you're also going into this bye week 0-2. So get healthy, because on the other side of this bye week, again, it's another NFC North team, and sure, they're 4-4. But at this point, now these NFC North teams become so incredibly important, because you're taking a look at that playoff picture, and, well, the Packers are third in the NFC North, and that does not help with playoff seeding and whatnot when, you know, you would love to be playing at Lambeau Field as much as you can for that playoff atmosphere, playoff advantage. But at this point, that wouldn't be the case with where they're sitting at.
Yeah, you don't want to go to 6-4. You don't want to pick up that third loss in the division. You don't want to give Chicago any hope the remainder of the year. You'd like to kind of be like, nope, you're done. We're going to obliterate you in this game, and we're going to kind of end your season right here. That's going to be a big game coming out. And again, a loss there, especially again, another loss in the conference. When you start getting into some of those playoff tiebreakers, that conference record is going to be massive. It's not good enough for Green Bay. And to your point, they're 6-3. They're in a good spot, but it's been a weird 6-3 with international games, backup quarterbacks, no sort of real rhythm and timing to the offense yet, and a new defense that's still finding its footing. So I do think this bye is going to come at a really great time for a variety of different reasons. I want to go back to those penalties and mistakes, though, because I know one of the things that has been at the forefront and been talked about is Matt LaFleur and his role and him taking accountability and making sure that there's accountability for these penalties and mistakes, because they do continue to happen. How do you see Matt LaFleur kind of taking a look at this and making sure that everyone is held accountable so that these same mistakes that are happening over and over don't happen in the second half of the year?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it's crazy to think that we are now 9 weeks heading on into 10 weeks, and for the third straight year, they match a season high of 10 penalties. And when we were watching that game unfold against the Lions, there were so many opportunities to capitalize. And I think back to that hit on Bo Melton, where you were able to gain 30 yards on the penalty between the helmet-to-helmet contact and then the unsportsmanlike conduct, and you're almost there in the red zone, and then it's a penalty that's a drive killer. And so you've got to figure out how to alleviate those. And what I thought was really interesting is those were, of course, all the questions that were being asked in the locker room post-game is, why do these penalties continue to happen? And everyone's saying the same words as far as they're self-inflicted. We shoot ourselves in the foot. But what I found was really interesting, and I want to say maybe it was Elgton Jenkins who said it, is he's seen how they play in practice, and they're playing clean practice, but they're not being able to translate it into a game. And I think I also asked then, it was a follow-up question to maybe Rashawn Gary and someone else, and I said, you know, everyone's talking about how you guys are playing clean in practice, but why is it that you're not translating it into a game? And there wasn't an actual specific answer. It was more just trust the process, because since we're being able to be clean in practice, it will eventually translate into a game, which I understand a point to that. But at the same time, we're heading into week 11, when the Packers actually return from this bye week. So at what point is it, okay, we can't wait and see anymore? You guys have now dropped two in the NFC division, hopefully not three when you're going down to Chicago in week 11. So it is interesting as far as, you know, how do you discipline these guys? Because, you know, these are players that are making multiple millions of dollars. How do you discipline them in a sense where they need to realize that they can't have some of these penalties? I know Keyshawn Nixon had a couple in that Lions game, but then he ended up playing more snaps than any of Green Bay's corners. So it's like, do you take people out for a couple drives? Or it's just an interesting situation. I do feel like there's got to be some sort of discipline and repercussion to let these guys know that they can't be having these many penalties in a game, because they're drive killers, they're momentum killers. And when you're trying to make a playoff push, because we keep talking about it, even though they're 6-3, they've lost two in the NFC North, when you look at this team, there's no way that they're not a playoff contender, potentially a Super Bowl contender, but a Super Bowl team is not going to have this many level of penalties, and they're not going to be this inefficient in the red zone, which they've been so far this season.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a game that it happens here or there, you know, one of the, you know, it happens, right? But to continue to have it be a consistent issue throughout the course of the season becomes a major issue, especially in some of those bigger games. And to your point, if you start making that playoff push or get into the playoffs or beyond, you're going to need to play better than that. And it's really going to be something that can set you back in a significant way where they just can't overcome it. We've seen that in a couple games so far this season. Again, we're joined by Ashley Washburn of TMJ4. You can find her on Twitter at Ashley J. Washburn. This is my favorite question that I'm excited to ask you. One of the things, when I'm breaking everything down and doing this for Pack-A-Day or on the radio, I have such an analytical mind when it comes to this stuff that I'm always looking at the X's and O's and all of the different things that are happening on the field. And that's the world that I live in. But I know that you are obviously a reporter, and one of the things that you are massively skilled in is the art of storytelling and some of these really cool stories that are happening that I don't necessarily see it in that way. So I want to ask you, you've obviously been covering this team all season. You see it in an unbelievable unique way. In this first half of the season, what has been the best story to you so far of this first half?
Oh, that is a really good question. And I did take some time trying to think about that, because I think first and foremost, you could say Xavier McKinney, what a great pickup during free agency and what he's been able to do to this Packers secondary. But if I really wanted to focus on the story aspect of it, I've got to tip my hat to Malik Willis, because this is a guy who gets traded to Green Bay right before the season starts, doesn't know he's going to be thrusted into a starting role in week two because of Jordan Love being injured. He had to take on an entire playbook and be ready to play it within, what, 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks of being traded, and has delivered. And every time he's had to step up in those big moments. And when you look at the career that he had in Tennessee, it was up and down, losing starting roles. There were a lot of people that writ him off. I can remember when the trade happened with Green Bay, you know, those Twitter warriors, as far as on the Titans side, had nothing but negative things to say about Malik Willis. And then, you know, surprise, he's going to play you in, what was it, week three, and ends up, you know, being dubbed king of the AFC North. And I think just talking to him in the locker room and hearing his story and the way that he views the game, it's so hard to not be a fan for this guy and want to wish success upon him. And so I'm happy that he's found success here in Green Bay. And of course, you never want to not have your starting quarterback in. I hope that Jordan Love's getting healthy throughout this bye week to be able to make that playoff push. But it also is so nice to look at who your backup quarterback is, have confidence in him, have confidence in how much of a team guy he is with how his teammates have talked to him. I mean, talking to Josh Myers, he had nothing but positive things to say about Malik Willis, saying that this is a guy who knows the playbook. You're comfortable with him taking the snaps. And it's just easy to buy into him when somebody like that is behind you. And then secondly, I mean, we look back at this preseason, the conversation that we had about backup quarterbacks, and it's like, wow, I feel like this situation has hopefully been solved. We don't have to worry about this anymore. So again, also just have to tip my hat to Brian Gutekunst, because some of the moves that he's made this season, I don't think this team would be 6-3 without it, between Xavier McKinney, Malik Willis, Brandon McManus with his walk-off game-winning field goals back-to-back weeks. And so I'd have to say it's definitely Malik Willis, but also need to tip my hat to Brian Gutekunst with just some of the additions that he's brought on this year to make the team that it is at this point. There's still a lot of room to grow, but a lot of those additions have helped win games this season.
Yeah, that definitely would have been mine as well. It's such a fun story because, again, when you're trading away a random seventh round pick right before the start of the season, you're thinking, does this team even have a backup quarterback? And then he comes in and has three almost flawless performances to help them win in three games. It's an unbelievable story. And as you mentioned, kudos to Brian Gutekunst for being able to pull that off as well. Ashley, you're the absolute best. Thank you so much for your time. Tell us what you have coming out this week and anything that you want to plug on the way out.
You know, with the bye week, it's all about high school football this week, which I'm really excited. So Division III or Round 3 football, Level 3 football is going to be this Friday night. So Friday Frenzy on TMJ4 at 10. I believe I'm at McGuanago for a high-level game at that. Other than that, going to be in the studio cooking up a lot of state volleyball, state soccer. So if you want to tune in, it's Channel 4, TMJ4.
Well, we will all be looking forward to it. Again, I cannot thank you enough for your time. We'll absolutely do this again in the very near future. Make sure to follow her on Twitter at Ashley J. Washburn. When we come back, we'll be going to the phone. So get those phone calls in and those texts to the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and Text Line 414-677-1250. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.